Parshas Devarim, we have an overarching question on the whole Sefer Devarim, which we're going to have two Rishonim discuss, and that is, what exactly is Devarim in relation to the other Torah? Mele the Tochachas and the things Moshe Rabbeinu said is one thing, but there's a whole series of mitzvahs, tons of mitzvahs, that in Kiseitze, that were not given before, we don't think they were given before. They make their first appearance in Devarim. How exactly does it relate to the things before? Did Moshe say it? There are sort of little allusions of Chazal that it's Moshe Kilo said Devarim Piatzmo, or is it all Devar Hashem and like the rest of the Torah, and so on. So the first one is going to be a Tshuvas Radvaz. Sha'altimene, you asked me, Odi Acha Daitel Mitzvah Shenzchat Shemeshne Torah Hechenemru. You asked me about the mitzvahs, the new mitzvahs in Devarim, where were they said? Were they said in Sinai, Chorev, Ol Moed? Why didn't, if they were said over there, why didn't Moshe say it in the rest of the Chumash? The rest of the Chumash are those mitzvahs. Veloma Kolech Joseph Achaman, and why did he wait so long to say them? If they were said in Arvus Moav, meaning at the time and a place at the end of Kaisel's journey, it doesn't say Vidav Hashem Moshe Rabbah Meisrael, doesn't be Mashama Moshe, and it's also Mashma from the Psukim that the only thing that happened in Arvos Moav was a sort of renewal of the Bris, a reconfirmation, and so on, but no new content. That's the question paraphrased by the Radvaz. Tshuvas, he answers. Reizu Ramban Zal B'Tchus Advar Shasarazer. I saw Ramban asked this question. And he says everything was said in Sinai and Omoyed the first year. So the tzibui was right away. But they were not in the Sfarim that were meant for the Yotzi Mitzrayim. In other words, every mitzvah has its place in Torah. And each Sefer represents something, whether it's Sefer Kohanim, whether it's Sefer Shmos. The first four Sfarim are written for the Yotzei Mitzrayim, so to speak. The fifth Sefer is written for the Kalal that goes in Eretz Yisrael. So he says, this was not written for those who were in the Dor HaMidbar. Ke'ulay no nagvas Eretz HaKbar, it's maybe those mitzvahs only Shat Eretz Yisrael, even though there are many there that Gittin and Kedushin have no Shaykhs there. Or maybe that they say in Tadiros, maybe they're just not so frequent, and that's why he has it over there. Ad Kan L'Sheni. So Rabban says all mitzvahs were said in that first year of Matan Torah, and Kadosh Baruch Hu, and the writing down which sefer to allocate each inyan had its own particular reasons. But Dorot Heimayim says I have a big problem with it. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him to tell Klal Yisrael, so was he allowed to hold back his move for 40 years? And if he told him, and he said, okay, Moshe, here's everything, but keep this part a secret for 40 years. Why do you do it that way? Let him just tell him later. Yes?
Rabbi, there seems to be an underlying assumption that if it wasn't written in the Torah, it wasn't said to Klal Yisrael. Why do we have that? Why couldn't Moshe Rabbeinu have it related to Klal Yisrael, but just not written it down in the Sefer Torah?
So then it would be part of that Sefer. The Sefer Yikra B'Midbar is the Sefer. The Sefer Devarim is, these are the things that I've told Klal Yisrael in that last window of time. That's the introduction. It's as if everything that it says here is the things that I told them at the very end. So the question is, why? And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't mean for him to, the Radvaz is asking either or. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't mean to tell it to them till afterwards, why did he tell to Moshe Rabbeinu to keep it secret? And if he told him immediately, why did Moshe Rabbeinu himself decide to keep it up? Besides which he says, Void Kasha, Shmita Yevul and Mitzvah Chalitz Baruch are Vayikra. In the Bahar, that's not going to be Negev for a long time. The mitzvahs in Kiseitze, the vestiges are in a gear right away. So, and it says in the midst of being tedirus, well, it says something about benching, in the Akev. I mean, that's pretty frequent, unless maybe the man, they didn't, I don't know what brach is made of man, and so on. So at any rate, the Ramban has a problem. He has a problem with the Ramban Shita. Avol, the Radbash, Mashani Sever, Shekola Parshim Kodosh Ravis Moav Nemo. He says that everything was told to them in Avis Moav. V'chol Parshish Shanishish Dovashanish Chadishba. And everything that's repeated from before is not really repetition. There's some chiddush in it. Even Tashalenis, you can ask me, Lama Loy, Lama Tziva, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Mitzvah Seilu B'Shenich Shemitzes. Why didn't Kadosh Baruch Hu say these at Sinai? So he says, what kind of question is that? V'lom lo tishla Shabbos Yedinah Min Marifkit. It says that Shabbos and Dinani we were told before in Mara. Why? And those that were said no Moed, why didn't they want to say El Sinai? A person is asking that is asking about Kashbrach Lurotzen. To understand why a Kashbrach wants something in particular is not an answer. It's not a question, because we don't know. That's what Kashmir wanted. Now, if that's the teretz, so Radvaz may say this. Everything was said right at the beginning. Some mitzvahs were said at the beginning, some mitzvahs were said at the end of 4 years. Why is it that Kashmir gave some mitzvahs here, some mitzvahs here, some mitzvahs here? This is a Kaddish Baruch's business. We don't know enough, and we can't be omen of it. The problem with that is, so we go back to Ramban's teretz, we can say maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe right away everything and told him not to tell the Kaddish Baruch Hu Tavas Moav. And if he asked me why, the answer will be because that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted. In other words, in the kasha, why, how come Moshe Rabbeinu allowed to keep a nevuah and not say it? But now we understand. But on the other side, that maybe everything was told then and Moshe was told keep it a secret until the end of 40 years, If the answer to the why is because we don't understand, we could answer that and not understand that. I'm not sure. I mean, it's a problem I have with Radvash. Many mitzvahs were told Arbis Moav, and we find many mitzvahs that we don't find the formula of Tzavas Neisol, Dav Neisol, Moshe would sit and teach. And we knew that everything was Pi Hashem, because everything Moshe said wasn't Pi Hashem. Ube Medrash Lamdeinu, there's a Medrash that seems to support this. It says Gam Lo Yadata, B'Sinai Gam Lo Shemata B'Choref, Gam Me'oz Lo Yipascha Aznecha B'Avas Mo'ov. So it's Masha that in each of these three places there was a set of mitzvahs that were given, and so on. And then the Radvaz finishes off. Va'afal pisha dati sheni kedai lachar rabzal. I know that I'm not worthy of arguing Ramban. Mekol mokam daitach lushani kosev. I write my humble opinion. Hoyl bein zetoli bedinin chaseinim. He says, in other words, Radvaz says, I would not dare argue halach la maisu Ramban. When it comes to pshat in the Torah, I feel that, you know, I can argue and put down my day and so on and so forth. So we have the Radvaz and the Ramban. The Ramban says all the mitzvahs were given right away, and some mitzvahs Moshe Rabbeinu held off from saying afterwards. The Radvaz argues, the Radvaz says some mitzvahs were given in the beginning, by Sinai, by Choref, by Ol Moed, and some mitzvahs were given later, and why? We don't know. Okay. The next piece is an Abarbanel. The Abarbanel asks the same problem, and he's going to discuss this. Shelosi Bakashasi. He starts out his Hakdama to Dvarim. In Mishnah Torah Shasom Asher Yisrael, if Dvarim, so Salema, Seipa Dvarim Hayim Me Eis Hashem Me Hashemayim, Radvarim Shubay Moshe Omepi Agvuro, Is this what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, and he said it directly from Hashem, like the rest of the Torah, and everything is Dibur Kim Chayim without any change? In other words, Dvarim is the same like the rest of the Torah. Oy, in Sefer Mishnah tells us, O Moshe B'atzmoy Chibre V'amar, O Moshe Rabbeinu, it's his own Sefer. This is what he understood that is, the way he understood HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzvahs, and it would fit into the pasuk of whole Moshe bears the Torah. Moshe began explaining the Torah, so this is sort of, Devarim is sort of Moshe's interpretation, explanation of the Torah. That's his question. Is Devarim same like the rest of it, or a reinterpretation, or beginning of Moshe's interpretation, Moshe's take on the Torah? The Rav now goes through kashas on both sides, plenty of kashas, and then we skip down to the tshuva. Moshe did not mean to be mochiach hasod, that would be the purpose of the sefer. V'shalo dibar lehem sefer zeh mitzvah chudasha asar hashem, he did not add any new mitzvahs. V'shalo kivein liskor lehem mitzvah shekvar nimtzeh behem tachas hashara avosham esav Sinai. He did not mean to simply repeat the mitzvahs. He did not mean to add the mitzvahs. He did not mean simply to admonish them. What was it? He wanted to be explain those mitzvahs that need some explanation. Exactly like the pasuk says, "Hol Moshe bir as haTorah zos." Moshe began to explain the Torah. Ve'manti shelo ba b'sev is a shum mitzvah she'ata im tchapsenik ekesav nitzay esvar shenim im bebir v'nizkitzah. Rav Nachman says, "Believe me, that there is not a single mitzvah in Dvarim that is not somewhere merumis in the Torah." Let's just give a parallel kind of. It says the Gemara and Tainis of Ulfa and Rabbi Yochanan, they were both poor Talmidim, they both went off to find a job, and Rabbi Yochanan returned back again to Yeshiva, and he became a Yeshiva. Ulfa, at that point, stood up on top of a ship's mast, and he said, if anyone can find a Braisa that I can't find a mocker for it in the Mishnah, I will jump off. And they asked him a braisa, and he found the remnants of the Mishnah, and so on. In other words, the derech of Torah is to unfold. And you have Mishnah to braisa. The braisa seems to say things the Mishnah doesn't say, but on closer examination, it's simply an unfolding of what was there in the Mishnah already. Torah is Shalem until the end of Amidbar. Devarim, Moshe Rabbeinu felt the need to give Diburim, to make more explicit and to explain things that are in that were sort of very, very beremes in the first Pashas. So he says those mitzvahs that he felt were explained well enough in the first farm, he didn't need to add an explanation. The things that were written by kitz and beremes, then that was something which is in which he felt the need to revisit and make it a little more explicit. The next piece. Well, the fee should be a mitzvah scharem for your efshashis chatzal shemus fakeis. Mi pas mashes shomash gravasim by midbar. So he says a very, very interesting understanding of what the Tochachas are. And he says, it can't be that Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to give the Tochach on what their father's done. All these affairs done by their father. That door was gone. It was finished. You now had all the children. He said, what Devarim was in terms of its Tochacha is to explain what and why things turned out as they turned out. Now, they had been taught everything is charvonis. People do good, get rewarded. People do bad, lose out. They were promised they would go into Eretz Yisrael. Everything was wonderful. So how come everything got messed up? So Moshe said, let me explain to you the events as they happened. The Averis, the Puranas, and so on. That's why it's not in order. He's trying to explain the events as they happen, and so on and so forth. And he says, I will, and just like the mitzvahs, the only points that whatever is here is sort of expounding what's there before, and he says, I will show it needs mitzvah as we get there. That's why you have some tochachos and some tochachos not, and not in chronological order, but rather for the explanation. If you want to know why you've wandered 40 years, why you've suffered so much, what you've gone through, this is these are important points. And same thing, mitzvahs that were not explained some other place are the ones that are written here. Now he says, how do we understand Devarim in terms of its authorship? So he says, it sounds like this is Moshe's Torah. Now, Ad Kan Moshe is saying HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and now it's Chidush Rabbeinu Moshe. Amnam. HaSeif HaZav Min Tosu Hu. So Moshe Ben Asom Amad Devarim Ha'ela. Moshe Rabbeinu got up and he said everything the way he understood it. So he explained him. It was a sheer for Moshe Rabbeinu to explain it. V'rotza Kadosh Baruch Hu Achri shehishtem lo'omam Yisrael sheikosev v'seif ha-Torah kolzek v'sham Moshe. Kadosh Baruch Hu then told Moshe, I want you to write down every word you said, because every word you said is right. Let me give a mashal, so that we can understand we can understand the relationship and how it works. Imagine somebody writes a sefer. So we assume that the sefer, the book, is the person's authentic opinions. So when somebody writes, when Reb Chaim Brisker wrote Chiddush Rabbeinu Chaim Alei Vel Rambam, so that's his, and you can quote Reb Chaim on what he writes. That's an obvious one. There were many Talmidim who took notes and wrote it up, and one takes it with great caution, because you know very well that what someone else wrote may fall short, and probably does fall short, what the person had in mind. So at best we can say, this is what a Talmud said over Reb Chaim, and you imagine it's probably the grain of it is what Reb Chaim meant. The different expressions of it may not be. Reb Chaim was quote unquote notorious for people come to him and say, people would want to talk to him later and would say, the Rav said the following, and he would invariably say, no, I never said that. He was very, very particular about his words and so on, and anything that was not what he meant wasn't. Let's say somebody wrote up Reb Chaim's Shurim, and then Reb Chaim came along and said, oh, I want you to print this. Reb Yochum Shmuzin, Reb Zalig Epson wrote it up for somebody else. Reb Yochum got hold of it and he said, I want you to publish it. So we have an interesting interesting hybrid of, on the one hand, these are the words of not Reb Yochum, so Zalig Epstein's words, or it's whoever wrote Reb Chaim's, but it has on it the seal of approval that this indeed is exactly what I meant, and had I written it, I would have written it this way. This is Mechavim to mine. So from one side, it's appropriately seen as not being authored by the author. On the other hand, it has the same strength and the same status as something which had been authored, because the author wrote a scum on it and said, yes, that's exactly what I meant. So he says, maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu edited it. Hineim came. Shamir is the only solo in Moshe Rabbeinu al-Solom la'yaksivasam sefer Torah mimenu. So Moshe Rabbeinu said them as his own. Because he Akash Baruch did not, but he did not write it into the Sefer Torah because it was his own. He did not add his own words as part of Sefer Torah. The writing of it was written by Hashem, kechol divrei Torah. Ki hiskar Kadosh Baruch Hu al yadei, Kadosh Baruch Hu was maskim, and he liked what he saw. And that's why he had Moshe write it down. The writing of it was from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lo mipi atzmo. And that's the pshat in why it says, the Chazal say that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the entire Torah in Pi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, except for the last eight psukim about dying. So you see clearly the whole Torah was dictated to Moshe Rabbeinu from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yes?
Maybe, does the Abravan El's approach here touch at all on what the Rabbaz and the Ramban said in earlier?
I would assume that if all of it is what he said, then those mitzvahs had to have been there beforehand, and he's explaining it. It would make sense if the mitzvahs one is chadish now. So it doesn't. It has to be going with the approach that it was all said before, and he was simply expounding on it and so on. That's I would say. I want to add another point to this. The Chassidus from say a lot, more or less the same idea, that there's an overlapping between different Chalkei HaTorah. Meaning that, let's say Esther was the last thing written down and canonized. Esther had a suffix as to whether or not it should be Kisar Kodesh. So Esther is sort of the beginning of pure Torah Sheval Peh and not Chavdalet Sfarim. It was written, and we were told we cannot include it in Chavdalet Sfarim, then we did include it, and Yeshua overlaps with the last Pesukim of Dvarim. Dvarim is sort of, in a big picture, the overlapping of Torah Shebikshav and Torah Shebal Peh. Whereas Torah Shebikshav is Hashem's words dictated, Torah Shebal Peh is our understandings of that. Devarim is our understanding, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu quote-unquote adopted as his. So it sort of has some of both tunis, which is what you need to have, you know, an overlapping of both studies. Then he says, now Rabbi Noah brings Ramban as Akdama to Pirush HaTorah, v'zeh l'shono, lo kosem Moshe Rabbeinu al-Sholom as HaTorah k'medaba bar'atzmo. Moshe Rabbeinu does not write the Torah in a first-person narrative, as the other Nevi'im. The other Nevi'im says, v'yichesko v'yidvar Hashem eilai lema, Hashem spoke to me. It's obvious the me is, the narrator is someone else. And by Yirmiyah, and all of them, but Moshe Rabbeinu writes about himself in third person. So he points out, but Mishnah Torah is different. V'lo yik shalach enyim Mishnah Torah shal Ratzmo. What about Mishnah Torah that is written in his language, Ramban asks? So he says, ki tchilas asev ze odma shem Moshe v'goyme, so it's what he's doing is he is taping a speech that he said. Moshe Rabbeinu got up and said, "Rabbi, this is what I did, and this is what's happened with me and you, and so on and so forth." And then the Torah Shabo is like Hashem said, "Write, record the speech." And since in the speech he used first person, that's how it's recorded. So Ramban is Akdam is saying something very similar to what he's saying. He's saying that Parshas Devarim was said first as Moshe's monologue, and therefore it is first person, because when he spoke afterwards, he was speaking for himself. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, here's a recording of what you said, please write it down in the Torah. So he recorded it as first person. That's how it's recorded in the Torah. So the Ramban HaKadosh is very, very much going in line with this. So he explained, so this is the pshat in how Dvarim worked. Then he says, and the three dots indicating we've skipped quite a bit of a piece in the Avaranel, v'lachein ha'yaseif hazeh v'chal sifra k'shar v'atzmo. that's why Sefer Dvarim is something which is part and parcel of Torah, not different in its kedusha than any part of Torah. Va'oyma she'posuk mehem Moshe kosei me'atzma areu chazal Hashem vaza. If a person says Moshe wrote a pasuk, any part of himself, it's Dvar Hashem vaza. L'fishak siva me'Hashem yis'al ho'yitzalei Moshe. So l'mashal, if I write up a nusach, if I write the following note, and it says in it, a note to the bank, please give the bearer of this check $1,000, and the owner of the account signs it, and I come to the bank and I say, you wrote it, the guy just signed it, that's absurd. Yes, I physically wrote out the letters, but the weight that it has, the strength of that document is the one who signed it. I could, if I say, well, Dvarim, take me 3 grains of salt because Moshe Rabbeinu wrote it. Chas v'shalom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Moshe, these words that you said from yourself are Torah. And it has a tokev of Torah with the strength of Moshe Rabbeinu's, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's haskama. And that's why somebody who denigrates that part of Torah says, well, it's only Moshe, that's Dvar Hashem Baza. V'zemru Chazal, V'zazal Kolol Shemesh Torah Moshe Amar Ma'atzmai. Le'omru Moshe Kosvam, Ki Im Moshe Amram. They didn't say Moshe wrote it himself, they said Moshe said it. Because when he spoke to Kol Yisrael, he said it to him. But writing in the Torah had a Kadosh Baruch Hu's tzivui. And the same thing with the tefillah on the eagle, and all of that, and he brings down a lot of mamar, that the words were Moshe's words, but the committing it to Torah and giving it the strength of Torah is all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ve'oymesh ha'pasik echad me'ela Moshe amar ma'atzmoy o'etzolema v'ksivis ha'teirah shukosvay m'blishem ru Hashem yis'alelo hu b'chalak yizvah Hashem baza. V'aklal o'elu kol divrei dvar eila hu The klal is that this entire sefer is all HaKadosh Baruch Hu's. Shetziv Hashem Yisalav Iksivot Zemil Meishach HaTorah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has was mitzav everything. All of it bears the stamp and the seal of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is and this is its token. Okay, so basically the Barbanel's point is Sefer Dvarim is different, and it's the same. It's different because the word started with Moshe's, it originated with Moshe, but it has a Kadosh Baruch Hu's imprimatur on it, and that's why it belongs in Sefer Dvarim. Okay, let's see one more piece. We have time for another piece over here. This is Ramban's Akdama, and he speaks about, he says, Klal Yisrael is about to go into Eretz Yisrael. Sefer Dvarim is on the cusp of the entry into Eretz Yisrael. In another month, we're going to be crossing Yad and going to Eretz Yisrael. Why does it start by hashing over all the bad things Yisrael did? V'terem she'yas v'bira ta'ira hisra lo'ichichom l'hatkal amin ha'seyhem. He began telling all the averis. Kama yamru b'midbar, how much they rebelled against the Midbar, become Yisnai Kodesh Baruch Hu b'Yisrachim, how much Kodesh Baruch Hu was Rachim. Why? So first of all, it's like, the halacha is when you do a chesed with somebody, you have to tell them. Kodesh Baruch Hu is basically saying, this I want you to know, we've come a long, long way here, and I've given an awful lot here in terms of slicha and so on. V'oid, she'yuchu b'dvarav, she'yachsu kukur b'Yisrachim. A warning not to repeat it again. But there's another element here that's very important. Ulechazik libam v'idiyo yisam ki b'midas rachmi yisnai gimoyim la'olam. Shalo yoyma adam lanucha l'reshes ha'aretz kin adam ha'shalo yechta. U'miyati y'midas adim metucha k'neged b'noivet. The going into Eretz Yisrael is meant to be a permanent establishment of Klal Yisrael as a nation and a country. That's what Eretz Yisrael is about. Since Klal Yisrael is not a nation with a natural cause and effect like other umas, but rather Klal Yisrael is a nation that is lives by mitzvahs and averis and so on and so forth, then we're going to have a real issue. How can a person be perfect forever? There'll be one mistake, there'll be one slip up, one taiva, and it's gone. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, U'kulchei Yadim Moshe Rabbeinu HaKadosh Baruch Hu Rachman Mali Rachman, Kaslicha V'Mechil Menis Baruch Siyua V'Ezim Anavosik. Moshe Rabbeinu said, listen, let's look over the record of how many times you messed up, and yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu put you back on track. So yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very demanding, there's a very, very high standard to keep up, but there's a mechanism of repair, there's a mechanism to bring back Klal Yisrael, even if they've messed up. Okay, Hashem, HaKosov Ki'im Chas Lichol Man Tivari. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Soleach Klal Yisrael in order that they fear him. There's a profound idea in this point over here, Leman Tivari. If I tell a person how strong and difficult and challenging a certain anhaga is, then I bring out good in the person. I bring out some strong performance. But if I make the bar way too high, and I make it that you mess up once and you're gone for good, that's not going to cause a person to live up to expectation. It's going to cause the person to give up. The person is going to say, well, somewhere along the line I'm going to fail, and somewhere along the line it's all going to blow up on me, so what for? Well, let's have a drink or two and forget about the whole thing. In other words, the Rabban is saying, Moshe Rabbeinu was telling him the Teichacha not for the first half, the challenge of how many times Averis, but for the second half. It makes sense to keep doing it, because even if you slip up occasionally, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Baal Rachmim and brings you back online. And therefore, you can make it, you can do it. Eretz Yisrael is totally in Schusim, that's true. And Eretz Yisrael is very sensitive to Averis, that's also true. But there's also Mahalach of Slicha and Kapara, so that a person can keep going and make it. So that's what Rabban explains in Akdama, that the parsha of Teichacha here is an introduction. Since Eretz Yisrael is meant to be as for an eternity in Klal Yisrael, and an eternity can never ever last without messing up, without a verse and so forth, it's the Mahalach of Slichan Kapara that gives us the Chizuk, Rabban says, to keep going with it. Okay.